the Mom Genus Podcast. Two dental hygienists who became friends and later became moms, who understand the struggles, the joys, and the self-doubt of raising kids, staying sane, and working. Listen to our regular conversations about everything except the kitchen sink.
Welcome to the Mom Genus Podcast with Christy, Jasmine, and Karen. Enjoy the show.
Hey, hey, hey. This is the Mom Genus Podcast. This is Jasmine.
This is Christy.
And this is Karen.
And we're back.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
After a year, an entire year of saying, I'm done.
I need a break.
Yeah.
We're still friends.
That's right.
We were on a break.
Yes, it's you, not me.
Yeah.
It's me, not you.
Right. No, Christy really meant it's you, not me. We got to talk about if you ever broken up with somebody like that. But yeah, we're back. I'm happy to be back. I love you both very much. And we're back for season 3. So I guess if you're new listening, you know, go back to season 1, episode 1, and then you can kind of see like why we created this. But we're dental hygienists and we're mothers and we're wives and we're
business
so much more. We're business women. That's right.
What?
We get them coins. Yeah. So where have we been for the last year? What have we been up to?
Well, I know you guys have had a lot of excitement going on. I'm still in Nebraska. I ain't moved nowhere. I know you guys have had to move. I'm still here. I'm in the clinic 4 out of 5 days a week. I got 2 kids in school, so they're keeping me busy. And 1 little toddler, 3-year-old who runs the show around here. So.
All right. Bubs.
The Bubs.
He's so cute. What about you, Christy?
So I had a big move. I moved back to my home state of Massachusetts. That was a huge transition. I'm feeling it, though. I have a wonderful job that I love. Like, I can't even believe it. I keep pinching myself. So I am like your smiling hygienist in the clinic and also your smiling hygienist behind the scenes with my business. So looking to launch some new smiley things and be my crazy self, which never ends. So 3 kids.
I love it.
My baby's in kindergarten. Yeah, my baby's in kindergarten and I love it. She's crazy and nothing much. What about you, Jasmine?
Oh, my word. I don't even know where to begin. So I still have Beyond the Prophy and I have moved to North Carolina. And my husband, about 4 weeks ago, had to console me because I'm looking at pictures of Christy. Oh. And I was like, my friend. Like, I was bawling. Oh. And he didn't know what to do. He was trying to rub me as I'm drinking wine. Okay. Because it makes it all feel better.
Right.
Yes. Our husbands, they just don't know what to do with us sometimes when we get emotional. Like, I remember Heath specifically doing that to me when I was holding my newborn first baby. And I was a hot mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're kind of afraid to touch you at the same time.
Yeah. I was not consolable.
Oh.
And so Christy left Maryland. And then a couple of months later, I was like, oh, I'm moving too. So I'm in North Carolina now and I am teaching full time at a dental hygiene program. I still have my business and I started a new business.
About it.
I know. I'm so excited about this.
So my business Beyond the Prophy is now pivoting. I am not going to focus solely on helping dental hygienists with their own businesses. That's essentially what I was doing, even though I've talked about career opportunities anywhere. But now my pivot is to help new business owners who are interested in creating their online business, creating systems, automating, and creating strategies so they can make it profitable. So I made it to 6 figures in 2019 with BTP. and I stopped everything that was bringing in revenue to do a rebrand. And meanwhile, I started a new business venture with business partners with Inspire the Future. Mm-hmm. So that is a conference for dental hygiene educators.
Right.
So that's what I've been up to.
Well,
as I'm also raising my kids and still boo loving with my husband. What?
And being an awesome mom, Janice, too.
Oh, yeah. Being an awesome mom, Janice. I started a new podcast. It's about to come out April 1st.
How many fingers you got to count all of the things now?
It's actually less, in my opinion.
I feel like we could just interview you. And
nobody wants to hear about me, trust me.
Yes. Yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. I'm trying to think. What else can I add? So, I'll tell you a little bit about this. So can I tell you a little bit more about my job?
My office? Yeah. Oh, Lord. Here we go.
I'm laughing because I know Jasmine makes fun of me because I still love clinical.
I love clinical, too. I know y'all always want to talk about me not loving clinical.
No.
I love clinical.
I don't think you don't love
In short bursts, right, Jasmine?
In short bursts, yes. So I am, at one point, I was really interested in looking into OMT. So this new position that I have, the doctor really focuses on the developing airway on children. And then also I'm looking at adults and fitting them for sleep appliances. But what I'm excited about is my middle child, who forever I've been, you know, contemplating his mouth breathing, snoring, and what to do. And so I potentially will be, he's going to be my case study. We're going to get him expanders and dive into fixing the structures that narrow his airway. So it's kind of opening up a whole new level of dental hygiene for me. My brain is crazy. I just can't even, and I know we all kind of think alike as dental hygienists. We kind of go down this rabbit hole of, ooh, what is that? What does that mean? And so as I looked at mouth breathing and snoring and all of these things, I'm now looking at it as more adaptations to a constricted airway versus a habit that we have to fix. So that's exciting for me. So I've been reinvigorated as far as the profession is concerned and like really excited. I've never had this freedom to do what I want to do clinically. It's all, I'm giving full authority to treatment plan and just do what I think is necessary. And it feels really good. Yeah.
That is so interesting. Now, how are you creating like the systems of the treatment plans? I mean, how do you go about the thought process of putting a plan together for something like that you're still exploring?
So it's my doctor. He's the boss. He's the boss. I'm just learning from him. So it's not me. It's me learning, but also giving my input and what I think. And of course, so I'm excited for my son. I'm excited to share with you guys. I'm excited to talk to people who might we be able to interview, give updates about that, because I feel like if we can get rid of the structural cause of constricted airways in children that are developing, well, then that we don't have to get into obstructive sleep apnea for adults, you know? And I feel like that's a real part of preventive healthcare. And so, yeah, just excited about that. Plus I'm excited about my business too, but that's more my creative niche. And this is, I still love the clinical part, and there's creativity in the clinical part, right? I feel like,
oh, yeah.
Look at everybody's mouth differently. No, Jasmine, no. Oh.
I think it depends. The creativity, if your employer allows you to.
Right.
See.
Right.
But for the most part, no.
Tell us how you really feel.
They give you, I mean, you got a protocol, you have to follow it. Like right. If you, you know, you have a patient that comes in that exhibits these symptoms, this is what you do. I've never been in a position where I felt like I was completely creative. So when you say that, I don't know what exactly you mean. So why don't you tell us?
So creative. So what I mean by that is looking at the mouth, everybody's mouth as an individual case, I guess, and not just creative and thinking of what is the pieces of the puzzle. So we could always look at, say, gingivitis and say, you don't brush and floss, right?
Oh, okay.
But the creativity comes with looking at the whole patient and saying, okay, having the time to look at medications, having the time to look at other for medical conditions, other factors, and putting it all together and then saying, okay, let's devise a plan for you and not just say, what's more? So the creativity comes with those individuals that need that special something.
Okay. Yeah. So that's comprehensive care.
Okay.
And like really taking a holistic approach.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's the way we should be treating them.
And I think the challenge in that, which is fun, is thinking of creative ways to get it across to the patients. Like, for instance, when I have patients that say, oh, I don't care to floss or whatever. And I'm like, okay, so bacteria grows in your mouth 24/7, 7 days a week. When you brush and you floss, you interrupt their growth cycle and whatnot. And I said, think about it. What if you left your trampoline out in your yard and you never moved it to mow under it? You know, it'd be
a
hot mess under there. I say, what about anthills? You know, they're not there one day, the next day they're there, you kick it over. Pretty soon they're right back to it. You know, they never stop. They mindlessly just plug on and it's just our job to interrupt it. We're not going to be perfect at it.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, for me, it's exciting to find different ways to get the concept across.
Mm-hmm.
And when the light bulb goes off, it's like, cool. I think we've found a common ground, a common language.
Right.
So I love that. Like, so Christy's really opened my eyes to something new, just thinking of it as a creative expression when we're treating our patients. I've never even thought of it like that. When I think of creative, I think of like jewelry making, t-shirt making, but never really like, I don't almost like taking a world's eye view of your patient and not be so like black and white.
Right. Well, a patient helped me to label it that way one time because I was talking like all passionate. And he's like, well, anything can be an art if you're passionate about it. And I said, you know what? You are absolutely right. Anything can be. And instead of me always having the tone of, well, my creative side is this way, but I got into dental because I needed to support myself. And that's when he said, well, you're obviously passionate about it. So anything can be an art. And he's like, this is your art. I was like, you know what? You are right. So
I like that. Yeah, and I think if a few more of us, you know, started to maybe look at it that way, you could find small creative moments in just, you know, twisting a story to lead into, you know, the education part of it and relating it to something in your own life experience. That's an art form too, like how great storytellers and speakers work, you know, like Jasmine.
Right.
Been a story.
And it's that connection because Jasmine does that so well when she's speaking, right? Like when she's speaking to a large audience, but even like the connecting with a patient in your chair, like that is the job, the task at hand to try to see, to reach them. And that too is something that I enjoy. I enjoy in real life experiences, no matter what. So whether that's people in my chair, whether it's going to RDH under one roof and dancing with my friends. You know, hanging at Belvedere Square with my friend, whatever, you know, all of that's in real life. That's why I suck at social media. I suck at it.
So let me tell y'all something funny
but
about social media and the fact that Christy just is not good at it. It's the fact that I now have to be the middleman for people trying to find her on Facebook. Because they can't find her. So they gotta message me on Facebook.
I
gotta go get her.
In real life.
You're like her assistant.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I do. You might be able to find me on Instagram. Well, you will, but that's the best I can do.
Even then, that's not so much.
I'm sorry.
And I'm like all over the place with the socials. I'm like, I'm either all involved or I'm like, I can't stand it right now. You know? There's not a lot of consistency sometimes, and it's amazing how much energy it really does take.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be really intentional about, you know, the things that you're trying to do, maybe as far as like business goes, you have to have so many interactions all the time if you want to stay relevant. People are like, oh man, it's like, do I want to be relevant? I don't know. Do I want that many people looking into what I'm doing every day? I don't know. And my life's kind of boring, but.
But I think there's something really beautiful about not sharing every moment, you know, not pulling out the camera every second and or pulling out and taking those pictures and not sharing it. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like more and more I'm going in, I'm hopping in, do a quick comment or two, leave. I'm not spending so much time going through each one because I just feel like it is draining. It's draining.
I also personally feel like a lot of people are weary anyway. So I know for me, I have the people that I love and I enjoy seeing their content, but just to say the general person that's always out there pumping, people just get weary really fast. So I don't even know how effective that is. And somebody I had heard said when it comes to social, they use the term the Adele effect. You know, Adele like drops a record and then you don't see her for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I just like making up my own rules. I don't feel like I have to fit into, I don't know. I don't like, oh, you have to do it this way. It doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel organic for my own self. Mm-hmm. And if anything, for me, I like in real life experiences. And like you said, Jasmine, I mean, there's so many things that I'll do with my kids. I just don't post it. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And not to guilt anyone that does, but for me, I don't know if it's my generation. Maybe it's my generation too, because I'm older, but am I older?
No, you young, boo. I mean, like my kids have been like, my daughter has been begging me. She wrote a full business plan.
Wow.
Oh my.
I mean, let me show you this. She's my kid.
Daughter. That is awesome.
She is my kid. And so I'm just like, oh, I'm going to be forced, and I don't want her to get online. I don't want to have to worry about an Instagram for her. I don't want to, you know, do any of that. But, you know, she wants to go out there and sell her product. You know, this is it. That's her whole plan.
Oh, wow.
All right. So she says, like, she has to make different jewelry sets. She has to get a logo and website. She has to have an email. She has to get a YouTube account. She has to open up a bank account, save lots of money.
I love it.
And it's a checklist. And I'm like, oh, so I get it.
I love the spirit behind that, though. Like, I feel like, and when I was growing up, like I had my grandpa, I would say, Jasmine, you met my grandpa. He's been an entrepreneur his whole life and he's done pretty much everything on his terms. But like growing up, like the instability sometimes of that, you know, my dad was in the industry with my grandpa and the ups and downs. And my mom always had like this rock solid, like 9 to 5 in the office every day. She's been doing almost 30 years, but she is never... very rarely has pushed herself past any comfort zone due to the security, I think, that we want to have. And I feel like I sometimes harbor some of that fear of security in that's really, really deeply rooted in me. And I know, and as I've been this last year, as we've had some downtime, I've been, you know, trying to just, you know, look into my own growth, into what barriers that I put up for myself, and trying to honestly address those things. And I know that's one of those things for me. At the same time, I'm like, it's really scary to try and like push past that. And I'm like, I find myself even resisting to do it because it's the security thing is such a big foundation of my growing up experience.
Yeah.
I can relate to that mindset, period. My family definitely is a 9 to 5. They're not business people, you know, growing up.
My both of my parents worked over 30 years in the post office.
Yeah.
And hated it every day. I hate those people. That's all I heard from my mother, you know?
So we'll have conversations. Jasmine would be a great person to speak on being an entrepreneur and a mom pushing past years. Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah. So what can they look forward to in season 3? What are we going to be doing?
I hope a whole lot of talking, a whole lot of laughing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A lot of learning.
We're going to be inviting a lot more guests this time.
Right.
That are experts in their field.
That's not just dentistry related.
Yeah. And that's exciting.
I know. I think we've got a few kind of in the on the stove, you know, waiting to see if they're going to boil. come on the show. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Are you happy?
You know, y'all, if you're still listening at this point, we're just getting warmed up, okay? Bella's got to get her groove, okay? We're getting there.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. Okay, so, listeners, we're happy to be back. We can't wait for you to tune in. We are a part of now the Dental Podcast Network. So that's exciting. You know, that's a new thing. We've joined Andrew and Michelle's Dental Podcast Network to reach more people to help bring you this lighthearted content, but also provide you some tangible information and strategies that can help improve your personal or business or love life, because we're going to talk about that. Okay. So we hope that you all stay tuned. We can't wait to get to know each of you, and we thank you for listening in. See you next time.
Peace.
See ya.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Like us on Facebook. See you next